Tuesday morning, it is probably the biggest concern among people when it comes to conversations about COVID-19. How do we send kids safely back to school this fall? And that's not that far away. We're talking a matter of weeks. Port Huron Area School District Board of Education took that issue up last night. They heard a presentation from Superintendent of Schools Jamie Kane, who's on the line with us right now. Jamie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
Well, what's the plan?
Yeah, I think right now the plan is the board wants a little more time to look at various options, which we understand. I think that, you know, just like our society right now, our board's made up of seven people and everybody has different lenses and concerns and comfort levels with things. And so, you know, the plan we showed the board last night was a direction we felt they wanted us to go, which was to show them in phase four, where we currently are, a plan that would allow our students to go back to school face-to-face while also offering 100% virtual option for those families that didn't want to go back face-to-face in the fall. And I think that, you know, we rolled through that and, you know, we spent about 4 hours really in a lot of discussion. And I think one of the biggest pieces is school districts are having a very difficult time assuring 6 feet of social distancing in every classroom. And that really becomes a sticking point for a lot of people, understandably. But, you know, a classroom was never really designed. It was designed to have a multitude of kids in it. So when you start to think about rearranging classrooms to get that 6 feet of distance, then it makes it very difficult to get that without going to some type of a hybrid model, some type of a model where you reduce the number of kids that are in school at one time and you have other kids engage virtually. And so really where we are today is the board has asked for us to look at options that would be just that, a hybrid model where we might have kids in school one day and learning virtually the next and splitting up our population. I think there's also been discussion about do we start school back with everybody in 100% virtual mode and then wait and kind of see how things progress into the fall. So as much as I would love to tell you and our community today, we've settled on a plan, we haven't. And I think the board meets again on Monday. Ultimately, we understand that time is short and we want to get good information out to people. We've been working on it nonstop and I fully expect next Monday that our board will approve a plan and we will be able to get all of that information out to our community and start helping people, know the specifics of operationalizing the actual plan.
Why not just do 100% virtual? Keep all the kids home, have them learning online the way that they did through the end of the school year, past year?
And I think that is a model that has certainly gained traction across the state right now, given all the uncertainties. You know, I think the concerns we have with that is just the equity issue of families that may not have their students engage in the learning process. And we also know that that would probably be the safest thing for their physical health and for our staff's physical health. We're also concerned about social and emotional and mental health of students that, you know, would continue to not be in school with those relationships with teachers. So there's a lot of, you know, I think the best way to say it is every model we've looked at, we've certainly been able to identify positives and we've certainly been able to identify challenges. And we're not ruling out that option of 100% virtual. In fact, that might be something that, you know, the board ultimately ends up wanting us to settle on. And it certainly makes sense to start a school year, and we could look at ways that we could then build back to some face-to-face instruction once the school year gets off the ground. And we have, frankly, a better sense of where this virus is and what our numbers are looking like across the state. Something I think is important for our community to remember is that we're lumped into the same region as, you know, Oakland and Wayne County and Macomb County. And so we're probably going to be into that higher risk region. And when the governor thinks about what, you know, phases we're in by region or state, we're right now phase four. If she pushes us back to phase three, we will be 100% virtual. All sports, band, any extracurriculars would all be off the table. But I certainly think there's merit in us exploring do we start that way anyway in phase four? And as you can, you know, hear just from the tone of our conversation today, certainly it's a complicated decision for the board to make, and we need to make it soon, though, so we can, you know, communicate to our families what exactly is going to happen.
I mean, you look at what's happened with Major League Baseball 4 or 5 days into this shortened season, and you've got a couple of teams that have concerns about coronavirus, and they've basically had to postpone some games. I mean, what would happen if there was an outbreak of coronavirus at a school building? Would you look at shutting that building down for a period of time?
Yeah, we would work with the health department. We have a very good relationship with St. Clair County Health Department, and we're working through these various scenarios right now, Paul, as a county. All of the superintendents in the county are working through to have consistent protocols. But yes, ultimately, if a student or a staff member contracts COVID, we'll be working with the health department to determine, you know, what number of individuals would need to be quarantined for a period of time. And you know, certainly if it's a student or staff in a specific classroom and, you know, that individual impacted 30 others, then we have the potential to have, you know, at various times, 30 students in quarantine. And it could be more than that, depending on how many individuals they come into contact with. So for a lack of better words, it's just very messy. And I think that we would certainly have safety protocols in place. We're going to have those if we do have any face-to-face instruction, with our health department leading the way for us on that, and everyone across the county would be consistent in our practices. But you mentioned it, you know, you're seeing it in pro sports right now. I think everybody's trying to return to normalcy with some degree, understanding we'll never go back to where we were in February until we have a vaccine for this virus, and ultimately we're able to put it behind us. So it's touch and go, and having protocols in place for when someone is exposed, when someone is potentially exposed, you know, all of those things will be there, and we'll follow the health department's lead on it. But it could be easy for one to say, and understandably, that, well, why don't we just, you know, start the year 100% virtual and kind of wait and see where this thing goes. The district in Port Huron, and I know again across the county, we'll have those protocols built and ready to go day one. We have to submit over a 20-page document to the governor for approval that really details how we're taking health and safety precautions. But again, it comes back down to people's comfort level with having staff and students in buildings with those PPE measures. And, you know, there's risk no matter what direction we take. And I think it's really all about us trying to mitigate risk and ultimately determine what is the best course of action.
So difficult. This is, you know, we've talked before about, you know, having to cancel school on a snow day and make that difficult decision about the weather and the safety of kids going to school. This is that times 100,000, isn't it?
It really is, Paul. And, you know, I think that there is a significant heaviness. You know, when we cancel snow for snow, there's a heaviness involved with that because you're concerned about families and students and staff moving on dangerous roads. But the nice thing about that is, you know, that ultimately those roads will be clear and you can go back and resume activity. It's pretty cut and dry. We wait for the bad weather to pass, and then we move back when it's safe. You know, we're in a reality with this virus where we don't know when that safety is there. And at any moment, there could be a regression. And so it certainly is that weight times 1,000, times 1,000,000, really. It's a very difficult place to be. We appreciate our community. We've had a lot of people reach out to us. We've engaged our community and our staff in surveys and in getting their feedback. And honestly, you know, then you bring in things such as, you know, the mask issue, and again, respecting everybody's feelings on it. We have a firm group that are very much, we don't want our kids wearing masks in schools. And then we have a firm group that says we don't want our kids in schools without the masks. And honestly, we see that it's about a 50-50 split in our school district and in schools really across the state right now and the nation. So, you know, that's a whole nother layer that comes into this, is a political layer. It's there whether we like it or not. And so we have to really focus in on what is the safest thing for our staff and students at this time, and how do we deliver instruction in this very difficult, unprecedented time.
Difficult decisions indeed. School board's going to mull it over. They meet again Monday, correct? Next Monday.
Next Monday at 5 p.m., the public can tune in on EBW TV if we're on the virtual format again, and we anticipate we probably will be. One other thing that did come out of last night's board meeting is we did push the start of the school year back to August 31st. We had originally said we were going back to school in Port Huron on August 24th. We're not the only school district in the state that has done that. Once we kind of looked at what was required in the governor's plan for us to reopen, we realized the volume of that work, and you know, we really are trying to not rush the safety lens. And so for planning purposes, we want to make sure we frankly have enough, if we're going to be face-to-face, we have enough protective equipment and we're able to operationalize all of that. And if we don't go back face-to-face, if we end up in a virtual mode, then it gives us another week to plan. But as of today, Port Huron schools will start back students in classes in some capacity August 31st, and that is a change from the 24th, and we'll be getting that information out to our families today.
All right, Jamie, appreciate your time. I know difficult decisions ahead. We'll stay on top of this. We appreciate you being with us this morning.
Absolutely, Paul. I look forward to talking to you again about it once we have some clarity on the topic. So thanks
Sounds
so
good.
Much.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.